talking to all campaign about taking the country back, taking it back from whom, taking it back from too many minorities who are doing too well to be done.
It looks, Congressman Walters, as if he's expanded his base to include more Black voters, more Latino voters, more people of color this time round. I mean, not more than Harris, but more than last time round. Doesn't that fight your theory?
Well, I don't.
This is how you talk when you could never get a job outside of anything in politics.
All right, guys, it's time to go to bed. None of us are stressed about the election, right? We all are gonna just go have the best night's sleep of our lives, aren't we?
It's all these like childless corporate career women who should have, they should have listened to God and they should have a family, but instead they're childless with their high paying corporate job and all they own is a dog. Oh my gosh. And they say stuff like, tyranny has won, fascism has won.
I'm done with you.
This gay guy.
I'm done with you and your mother and your sister. I'm just done with all of this.
Okay, go to another country then. Move to a gayer country, dude.
Guys, we literally don't even have to panic. We literally don't have to freak out right now. We don't even have to fucking, like, we don't have to freak out. We don't have to freak out because it's not even real. Because, bitch, recount the vote!
Guys, I just voted.
Okay. Dude, look at this guy. This is so good.
And I chose family.
And this.
You chose family, brother? You guys are the ones with the drag shows. Y'all are the ones sending children to nasty lesbian trans drag shows. You guys are the ones giving children surgeries to change their genitals. You guys are the one mutilating kids. What are you talking about, dude? Conservatives, we are the ones protecting children. You guys are murdering babies in the womb. You guys are mutilating kids' genitals.
It's reign of terror now.
I chose family. I chose America.
You chose women's right to murder babies? Is that what you're talking about?
I love you.
This guy is such a pussy. This is like beta cuck 101 right here.
I'm moving on. We're moving on.
I love all of this. Let's do it.
Move to another country, dude. Move to a homo country.
Let's do
this. Look at the insanity in their eyes. Like, look at the. I hear your voice. It's like an angel sighing. Yes, you gotta move somewhere else, dude. Bye. Bye. I am no choice. I
hear your voice. We were wrong. It's an utter betrayal for anybody that is not a cisgendered white Christian.
If you voted for that man, if you voted for anybody other than Kamala and you live in one of the states that it was, you know, close, or if you didn't vote, fuck you. Fuck you. I don't want to hear about how shitty your life gets under these policies.
This chick is clearly going to die alone. All right, let's watch some more ones. This looks good.
You voted for a racist, a rapist, a dictator. You voted for a bully, a bigot, and a narcissist. You voted for someone who said he would have no problem using the military to kill his opponent. You voted for mass deportation of people, including people that are here legally. If you think you voted for someone who's going to...
So it's it's wrong for America to have rules. Why is it not wrong when Japan has rules for who can come in and who can stay? Why is it not wrong when Switzerland does that? But America has to let every single person in or we're bigoted. Got it.
Somehow give you more money and put more money in your pocket. You were tricked. None of his concepts of economic plans will ever benefit anyone who isn't a millionaire or billionaire. You voted against the rights of women to...
Why did millions of people who are not millionaires vote for him then, sweetie? You should take a long, hard think about that.
A body autonomy, no fault divorce, and to decide...
Body, don't you... why do you think they don't call body autonomy the murder of children? Why did they change it? Why did they change it to body autonomy, I wonder?
And if they want to be mothers, you voted against basic health care for women.
Again, basic health care, murdering babies. Got it.
Voted against people being able to love who they love and to believe what they believe.
We voted against people. People can love whoever they want to love. You can love whoever you want to love, but don't bring it into the public sphere. The government doesn't have to acknowledge it. You can go have sex with a horse and the government should have nothing to do with that. You can do whatever you want in America, but the government doesn't have to acknowledge it.
You voted for someone who's going to take away the Department of Education, putting a bear killing wackadoo in charge of departments like the FDA and a space loving billionaire who was an illegal immigrant himself to be in charge of God.
Well, hang on. I thought you said 5 seconds ago, this dumb lady said she loved immigrants. So which is it?
Knows what? You voted for Bibles in our schools and white Christian nationalists.
Yes, Bibles in our schools, because right now you're mutilating children. You're mutilating children in our schools. Okay, this is going to be a good one.
For our friends, like, you have a crazy thing to me is that if this guy does end up winning again, all of the people who voted for him will be like happy and they'll just be celebrating.
Uh-huh.
And everyone else, everyone who feels threatened by him is fucking scared. Like,
who? These people act like these people act like peace, prosperity, and protection. Trump is simply wants a safe environment where people can be prosperous, and people act like Trump is going to show up to their house and threaten them with a gun. You guys are the fascists. You guys are the ones murdering babies. You guys are the ones mutilating kids' genitals. How is Trump the fascist? You guys are the fascists. You guys are the ones trying to control the media. You guys are the ones who have complete control over mainstream media. Trump's not showing up to your house trying to hurt you.
Like, we're scared.
So here's her issue is she wants to be able to kill a kid. She wants to be able to murder a kid if it's in her womb. That's what she's really complaining about here, because she's a demon and she's controlled by Satan. And Satan wants to murder children.
For our lives, we're scared for our friends. Like,
what are you scared for? Trump has never performed any kind of violence on anybody.
You have pro-life women.
Why, if Trump is the violent one, why did he dodge multiple assassination attempts? See, this is what libs do, is they will literally send somebody to kill you and then they'll complain about violence. It's Marxism 101. It's, I'm going to accuse you of the thing that I'm doing.
Dying because their doctors are scared to treat them because of the repercussions of his last presidency.
Doctors are scared to treat them. Does she mean murder baby, murder babies with Down syndrome in utero? Is that what she's talking about, treating them?
How did we get here? How did we get here to know that there is that much ignorance and that much hate in this country?
Hatred of... So stopping you from murdering a child is hate. Okay, got it.
It's so terrifying. It's so terrifying. How could you do this? How can you claim to be a Christian or anyone of moral values and support someone when every word out of his mouth is hate, when he wants to pardon people who took over the Capitol? Do not do this to people that you love and care about. If you have a woman in your life, if you have an LGBTQ person in your life, if you have anyone in your life who's not white, how do
So what she's saying is, if you don't give pedophiles free rein to children, if you don't let pedophiles show up at a school and diddle whatever kid they want and do a drag show and mutilate the genitals of any child they want, you don't care about children. So these leftists, they live in upside down land. They truly live in upside down land.
Did we get here? Someone tell me, please.
Okay, she's boring. Oh, here's another one. Dude, this, you know this one. You know this one's going to be
good. I'm sorry. No.
Okay, this might be the best one yet.
I'm sorry. No. Why?
This is like too over the top. I almost think that it's fake.
Why? Do you really hate me that bad? I'm sorry.
Nobody hates you. Go get a job. Look at what all the black guys are doing right now. Dude, this is what I respect about black men in America. They like Trump because Trump just gets shit done. Trump is like, you want to be prosperous? Work your ass off. You want to go get something? You can attain anything in America with hard work. Just work your ass off and you can get anything. If you're a leftist cuck, you need the government to give you everything. Oh, this is another good one.
I think this is a big, huge, huge part of this. I think this is a big, huge, huge. I think.
Oh my gosh. Look at this chick right here. Oh, geez. Midlife crisis.
This is a big, huge, huge part of the story that it's hard to even digest fully at this moment. But you have Elon Musk, who owns Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these days, X, who is a disinformation propagandist and now has a direct, could potentially have a direct line to the Oval Office.
Disinformation? Sweetie, boo-boo. Y'all run the disinformation game. Y'all own the disinformation game. All y'all do is disinformation, boo.
And we begin our final sprint, having arrived at that point in the election season where they...
This is hilarious. Has anyone done a wellness check on Joy Reid? She completely lost it.
Basically, we on this side of the TV screen have said all we can. We've laid out the stakes in this crucial election where one side stands for freedom while the other meets the textbook definition of fascism.
Okay, so... the people who are mutilating children and aborting babies stand for freedom, and the people who want freedom and prosperity represent fascism. Let's Google what is the definition of fascism? A populist political philosophy, movement, or regime such as that exalts nation and often race above the individual, that is associated with a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader. Latino men and black men came out in record numbers to vote for Trump. So it has nothing to do with race. Indians. I know a bunch of Indian guys voting for Trump who absolutely adore Trump, and it's because they love America. So this is truly, we're just going to sit on our news platforms and we're just going to spout direct lies. We're just going to lie about absolutely everything and hope that people believe it. Fascism to me looks like higher taxes and more government control. Fascism to me looks like we're going to do experiments and mutilate children's genitals and we're going to protect pedophiles, which is what the Democratic Party is doing. Fascism to me doesn't look like peace, prosperity, and protection. And fostering the things that made this nation great just so that we can have prosperous people, so that people can own families and own property and own houses. How is that fascism?
Namely, a far right dictatorial regime like Hitler.
Dictatorial? What is dictatorial about Trump?
There's Germany or Franco's Spain or Mussolini's Italy, but also white.
You know what? Here we go.
Spain or Mussolini's Italy, but also white ruled South Africa before Mandela and the black majority took control, or Vladimir Putin's Russia, Viktor Orban's Hungary, or.
liberal governments are fascist because they seize control, because they want control. Trump just wants peace, prosperity, and he wants to protect the country so that we can have a thriving and healthy government, and so that people stay in their lane and are protected. That's not fascist in the slightest. Here, let's watch another video right here.
And now 720 days, 88 criminals.
So this just kind of shows you the collapse of, this just kind of shows you the collapse of mainstream media. The newspapers are dying. Magazines are dying. TV shows are dying. And finally, these joke ass late night hosts who are all shilling for Kamala are dying, guys. And it's done. Y'all owned all the media and y'all somehow couldn't get a win out. Why do you think that is?
And now 720 days, 88 criminal charges, 34 felony convictions, 4 indictments, 2 Democratic opponents, and 1 garbage truck later. Here we are. Election day.
Isn't it funny? People are always complaining about how many black men are incarcerated. And so it's like, oh, we've got all these black men who shouldn't be incarcerated, yet they're pro Donald Trump being incarcerated. So it's funny.
Late night hosts are sharing their final messages and closing arguments ahead of election night. Over on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Kimmel urged viewers to move on already from Donald Trump.
Imagine a world in which you wake up in the morning, you check the news, and no one says the words Donald or Trump.
Oops. Gonna be saying Donald Trump a lot more the next 4 years.
Just a bunch of normal. No arguing with your grandfather. You check the sports. Al Roker does the weather. Off to work you go.
Now, Boo Boo Jimmy Kimmel, people might not be saying your name for the next 4 years. You might be going bye-bye, Jimmy Kimmel.
Delivering the message towards the end of his late...
The country is waiting to get the results of a biopsy. Let's remove this cancerous polyp from our collective national colon and move on already. Right.
Oops, Jimmy, with your failing ratings and your failing show, you might be the one who's being removed because with the entire mainstream media against him, Trump just dominated.
Meanwhile, Stephen Colbert traveled to Philadelphia for his election eve late.
Stephen Colbert is a joke and a fag, and he's not a Christian.
A final pep talk ahead of Tuesday. Colbert asked Walz about his highs and lows of the campaign trail and if he was surprised.
How somebody like Colbert could support the murder of children while claiming to be a Christian and claiming to be a Catholic is insane.
By the tied election polls.
Well, it disappoints me, I think, because I think that the choice is so stark, but it's not surprising. The country's really divided.
The segment ended with Walz's pep talk.
We know that we're in the final 2 minutes of this game. We're going to give 110%. We know we have to leave it on the field because, look, democracy is at stake here.
Colbert also chatted with John Oliver, playing a 2015 Late Show clip of Oliver saying he didn't care about Donald Trump announcing his first run for president.
2016 came and it has never left. We have been in the 2016 news cycle.
Yeah.
For 8 years now.
Elsewhere, Oliver made his own final election day plea to viewers on his own show for...
I know he will put us through hell. He will put us through hell before he left the stage, but when the dust settled, he'd have lost 2 elections in a row and we would be campaigning as an 82-year-old next time. I think he'd be done. And doesn't that sound great?
For more late-night thoughts and full coverage of the 2020...
Oops! Trump's back, baby! Let's watch. Here's another clip.
Where I lit into the Democratic Party.
This guy is such a homo leftist.
Like and subscribe. Now let's laugh at some.
Where I lit into the Democratic Party. Bunch of losers. Corporate Democrats.
So this is what they're doing now. They're blaming the Democratic Party for their joke of a life. And that they lost miserably. So blame the Democratic Party. Okay.
It looks like to a syphilitic clown, total moron.
A syphilitic. You guys are the ones who are, dude, you're probably banging a dude right now. You guys are the ones who are changing your genitals up and becoming women. You guys are the ones that are so obsessed with who people are having sex with that you have to institutionalize it into government like the weirdos that you are. nobody cares. Look, you can do anything in that you want on your own time, but don't bring it into a school. Don't bring it into an elementary school and indoctrinate kids and mutilate kids' genitals. It's funny that he called out Trump for having syphilis when leftists are the ones who are the least faithful to their partners and are the grossest sexually.
Moron, con man, Donald Trump. So if you lose to a buffoon like Donald Trump twice, what does that make you?
We still have an electorate, 70 million plus, that will be voting for a man who said he was going to assassinate for treason the chairman of the Joint Chiefs because he didn't support him on January the 6th, who said just in the recent days he was going to execute Liz Cheney with a firing squad.
This dude is such a liar. He didn't say he was going to execute Liz Cheney. He said that he would put people with rifles pointed at her as a joke. The dude is joking around. Look, Trump hasn't done any of this stuff. He's joked about it and he's made threats. There's a difference between threatening and saying what you would do and actually doing it. He hasn't actually done any of this stuff.
9 guns pointed and shooting at her face. A man who has said that he was going to shut down CBS because he didn't like how they edit.
He didn't. And again, he didn't say he would execute her. He said, you could look up the quote. He basically said he'd point a bunch of rifles at her, but he wouldn't kill her. There's a huge difference. And also look at this quote on the screen, John Meacham. This is another turncoat liberal cuck who at one, like, the dude claims to be a Christian. And he says, I'm a presidential historian. This is my biggest regret about Trump. Dude, it's all these fake people who claim to be Christians and yet are against Jesus and they're pro Satan and they're pro the Democratic Party. They're pro the murder of children. They're pro mutilating kids' genitals. That's all Democrats are.
Did an interview, a man who said he was going to be a dictator from day one, a man who said
claimed he was going to be a dictator from. I'm waiting on that quote. Where did Trump say that he was going to be a dictator from day one?
He was going to terminate the Constitution, a man who said he was going to use the army and he was going to use the National Guard on his political opponents. I literally could go on all.
Yeah. Find me where he said that he's going to use the army against his political opponents, because I can't find that one. Guys, can we just talk about what a big victory last night was? Mainstream media, the Jews and the satanic forces behind legacy media have been trying to jam this stuff down your throat for years. They think idiots, clowns like these guys, think that they can control what you think. Everyone who owns all of the news outlets, they were all working together last night to defeat Trump, and they couldn't do it, guys. And they've tried to spin this message that, like, oh, Trump is anti-Latino and anti-Black. Why were Latino and Black guys coming out in record numbers for Trump, guys? It's because guys, whether they're white or Black or whatever color they are, we just want prosperity, dude. We just want a good America. We want a strong America. Why do you think these Latin guys and people from Mexico and Indian guys, they came from all over the world to come here? Because they want America to be awesome. They don't want to take a dump on America. But guys, the Democrats lost because Satan lost last night. And here is a picture of Jesus crushing the head of Satan last night. And they tell you lies. They tell you government is your savior and your master. They tell you there is no God. They tell you babies should be murdered. They tell you your children should become trans and gay. They protect pedophiles, and they tell you the media will tell you what to think. But guys, Trump and real Americans say that peace is beautiful. Prosperity is beautiful. Protecting people is beautiful. Save children. Do not kill babies. Save families. And America is a dang good place.